For the past 16 years, the thesis of our Rich States, Poor States report has been that economic competition between the states is a driving force of interstate domestic migration. The latest domestic migration from 2023 from the U.S. Census Bureau shows once again that Americans are voting with their feet in favor of better economic opportunity in states where lawmakers favor free market, limited government policy solutions. Unsurprisingly, low-tax states like Florida, Texas, and North Carolina once again had the highest domestic in-migration. On the other hand, the usual high-tax big government suspects like California, New York, and Illinois had the highest domestic out-migration once again. California, for instance, is now losing nearly 1,000 residents per day to one of the other 49 states on net. Recently, several governors from states that are hemorrhaging residents have manipulated, more like tortured, the population data to make the claim that their states are not losing residents and are in fact somehow bastions of economic prosperity and opportunity. In the recent debate between California Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Governor Newsom stated that there are more Floridians moving to California per capita than the other way around. That statement was statistically quote-unquote accurate, but a bizarre statistic to cite. The reality is that Florida is receiving far more Californians than California is receiving Floridians. The Census Bureau data from last year shows that more than 50,000 Californians moved to Florida, compared to only 28,000 Floridians who moved to California. In a recent letter to the Wall Street Journal, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont claimed that Connecticut is not losing residents due to high taxes, more regulation, and expensive housing, but the Constitution state is instead gaining population. Mr. Lamont's argument is rooted in the claim that young families are flocking to Connecticut by the thousands and infers that the massive out-migration is due to retirees leaving the state for warmer weather. However, a deeper and more honest analysis of the data suggests otherwise. First off, Connecticut lost more than 9,000 residents on net this year and has lost more than 222,000 residents on net over the last 15 years. As we have pointed out for years, Connecticut has been suffering economically after adopting its first state income tax on wages in the 1990s and growing government in a major way ever since. The claim that Americans are moving based on weather is ignorant at best and a bold-faced lie at worst. Cold winter weather locations like Idaho, Montana, South Dakota, Utah, Wisconsin, and Wyoming all saw in-migration in the thousands. From 2010 to 2020, Utah and Idaho were two of the very fastest growing states in America, with growth rates of 17% and 16% respectively. What do these two states have in common? Well, they're two of the most economically competitive states in America. Idaho ranks fourth best in the latest Rich States, Poor States for Economic Outlook, while Utah is ranked number one for all 16 editions of our report. As lovely as each of these states are, it's doubtful that Americans are flocking to them from California simply for the weather. Another important story from the census data shows that economic opportunity is a driving force in state-to-state migration is the Ohio turnaround. Ohio has been losing residents to other states for decades, resulting in a net loss of 9 congressional seats since 1960. Sadly, Ohio lost residents on net each and every year going all the way back to 1982. However, for the good news, Ohio saw a net gain in population and net domestic migration last year. But the Ohio comeback wasn't really unexpected. In the first edition of Rich States, Poor States, Ohio's Economic Outlook ranked 47th. Thanks to the hard work of Ohio lawmakers over the years who have cut taxes and made the Buckeye State more competitive, Ohio has improved to 20th best in our latest rankings, and they now have the economic numbers to validate those important policy reforms. For yet another year, Americans' migration patterns send a clear message to state policymakers. High taxes and burdensome regulations limit economic opportunity and relocate people to places of true economic opportunity. Meanwhile, those which pursue pro-growth, free market, limited government policies like Florida, Utah, Ohio, and others will continue to grow and prosper. For more information, you can visit richstatespoorstates.org and alec.org. For American Radio Journal, I'm Jonathan Williams. Thanks for listening.